I said earlier that that we have no NFV training centers in New York because they just don't cut it. They just don't make it. The philosophy in New York from our agency stink. Is there any misunderstanding of what I mean here? But we do have some great centers around here. And I know you guys have called this infomercials over the years, but when they ask, they're our brothers and sisters, and they're doing the work, and they're on the front lines of delivering positive rehab that I think state agencies like CBPH need to know about. So let me give you for a shorter version, if you would, Eric. Eric Woods from the Colorado Center for the Blind.
Real briefly, I will tell you, excuse me, about the Colorado Center for the Blind. I don't want you to feel like this is an infomercial. I get such a bad connotation with those. Perhaps it is. I hope not. There is a difference, Carl said, between having a long cane and wearing sleep shades in an NFV center. You can travel horribly with a long cane if you don't learn how. You can travel very limitedly if you know how and don't believe that you can travel. The biggest difference between the Colorado Center for the Blind and most other places is the NFB's philosophy. I don't need to tell you guys about that. But let me tell you what I tell some of my summer students. I run our summer programs. Lady Erin, are you here?
Yeah.
Oh, there's my dear. Erin Scott was in the summer program last year. I tell the kids the same things I tell the adults. You are deficient. People don't like to hear that. You are deficient, I tell these 16 and 17 and 18-year-old kids. And boy, they don't like to hear that. And they will tell me how they are so different that their parents didn't overprotect them and that they did cook and all of this. And I'll ask them, well, why are you here? Would you go out if I just gave you directions to the post office? Could you, or would you, get up and do it? Well, you can see them start squirming in their seats a little bit. If you don't have the belief and the self-confidence to go out and take care of some of these things that are basic life functions, then you are deficient as well. What we do at the Colorado Center for the Blind and all of our National Federation of the Blind Centers is get you to the point, one, physically and mechanically, where you can get to the post office or the grocery store or the job interview or the date or wherever you want to go. And secondly, give you the belief in yourself to do it. The tragedy of blindness is not that you can't see, it's that you can't get to the store, it's that you can't do it. I remember when I was blind, I didn't mind not seeing. Sure, I would have loved to look at the mall babes and all of that. That would have been wonderful. But I couldn't go anywhere. I couldn't do anything. I had forgotten. You know what mall babes are. It wasn't the physical lack of sight that was really upsetting me. It was the fact that I couldn't do anything. Once I learned how to do it, I did that. And the skills are not that tough. You can learn Braille, you can hold a cane, you swing it, it's not rocket science. But coming to believe in the abilities and coming to see other blind people do it, that's really what makes an impact. At the Colorado Center for the Blind, we stay there 6 to 9 months. I can run that real quickly. We do Braille, travel, and management technology. We do job placements and job shadows. We do job classes for those of you who are college age. We do college prep classes. Linda Hall teaches those. We have activities such as whitewater rafting, rock climbing. We have wood shop too. I forgot to mention that. I'm sorry. Fully functioning wood shop, one adaptive tool with actual means of measurement. Measuring everything else is lock, stock, and barrel right off Rockwell Delta showroom floor. We have rock climbing and skiing and hiking and all of that. We've jumped out of airplanes before, not on our way to national conventions, but we've done that. We go to national convention as well. We travel to different state conventions as well. We always take a contingency of our group to the Washington seminar. if there is a part of your life that you would like to improve, you might want to think about attending a center. It is not an easy thing. It's 6 to 9 months. You are away from home. You know that we have stolen some of your colleagues here, Tommy Needham and my buddy Rochelle, are you here? That a girl. We're trying to get her. She's going to stay, she thinks. The Gilliards and others. But consider coming, or going to Louisiana, or going to Blind Inc. You can change your life. It is one of the best investments you can possibly make on your time. So, Tyler, I don't know, do you want to say something?
Did you mention the senior program?
We do senior programs. We work with kids. We have elementary programs. We run a whole gamut. Let me tell you this also. If you want to make Washington seminar reservations, Gary Wunder gave you that number. That is the Colorado Center for the Blind's number, 303-778-1130. Or, because I love you, I will give you the 800 number, 800-401-4632, 401-4NFP. And, of course, you can please look at our website as well. It's www.cocenter.org. And you can look out, read bios about the folks and all. Kyle, and we brought information. Kyle, where at the table is that on?
It's at the registration.
At the registration table, so if you'd like any information. And I promise that it'd be brief, and there you go. I've been around all weekend, so...